Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Hey, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a great show for you today. For many of you, you have listened to the Dr. Pat Show for a really long time. And one of the most often interviews you ask for, especially when he's not on air for a while, is my conversation that I have with Dr. Friedemann Chow. And he's joining us here today, taking on a very big topic. For those of you that have not heard the show and or are new, because apparently this hour of radio is growing exponentially. And whatever is going on out there, we appreciate it for all of you. I have a feeling you're telling your friends, and that is a great thing. Thank you so much. Dr. Friedemann Chow is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and that is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has been helping people for more than 15 years, but his background is very deep, and it is a background and a history that maybe he'll share a little bit with you about. You know, he is a researcher, physician, molecular biologist, but he found that the body, mind, and spirit connection was one of the most powerful sources of healing and change. And from that point, he created Cellular Wisdom and an accelerated breakthrough empowerment program. Today you're going to hear about it, but he also uses technologies such as NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and many other things he brings in from medicine and science. This is an individual that has created an amazing way to help people, regardless of where they are in their lives, whatever challenges, whatever anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, whatever it is, he can help you with. He works nationally and internationally, which means that he, like many others, can help people across the globe. And so, as usual today, for all of you out there, and I'll mention this again, he is paying it forward by offering you a free telephone consultation. And all you need to do is write this number down, 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. Today's topic is stress-free through the holidays. Who doesn't want that? Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Dr. Schaub, thank you for joining us. Stress-free through the holidays. Okay, is that really like even possible?
Well, it sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it may be also at the same time the greatest gift that you can give yourself for the holidays if you actually are taking some of the things that we're going to talk about today serious. Because I really believe it's possible, but of course it's also something that is not a light switch that you just turn on and off like the Christmas decoration. You have to do a little bit adjustments in your routines, in your thinking, in your attitudes. But all those things are not very hard and complicated. And hopefully after today's show, you will be able to implement some of them.
Well, let's start with the conversation of stress. I have to tell you, I was in my naturopath's office yesterday. And every magazine I picked up, I'm going to tell you, just across the board, really, except for the magazines that were stressful themselves. every kind of health and wellness thing that I picked up, there was something in it about stress.
Right.
So I think we need to start with a conversation about what stress is and what it isn't.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because I think stress is almost like, the word, the umbrella for many other things that can be underneath it. So I think stress is the symptom that describes something like pain. You know, when you have pain, it doesn't really tell you where the pain comes from, what the root cause is of the pain, and not even exactly where the pain is. So, you know, stress is similar. And in a lot of ways, you know, our nervous system needs stress in order to respond in an adaptive way to circumstances that are changing. So stress is not something that we should condemn or that is negative per se, or that, you know, we should avoid at all costs. You know, otherwise we wouldn't have these amazing stress hormones, you know, flooding our system when we need to. We wouldn't really be able to respond to those triggers in such a, you know, amazing way that has been evolved through hundreds of thousands of years of evolution. So there is a reason that we have stress, and there is also a good purpose for stress. The problem that we have these days is that our stress response system is overloaded. That means we are having too much and too easily a stress response. And so the question is, how can we change that? And when you ask, you know, what is the stress around the holidays? You know, what is really stress that gets us there? Usually it's, you know, coming from different sources. So there is a stress that we put on ourselves about getting everything ready. So, you know, we have to cook for a whole army, and we have to decorate the house, and we have to buy the presents. And I mean, there is a huge list, and that list is not self-generated only, but it's also a list that comes from expectations. That's what you see on TV. That's what the neighbors do. That's what your mom always did. So there is this pressure also that comes from comparing yourself and, you know, increases again this need to, I have to measure up, I have to make it exactly like they did or even better. My kids need these great toys, and I'm going to just run into the store and fight with everybody else to get the last one of those. I mean, there are even movies about that. And then more stressors are, of course, the family dynamics. You know, when you think about getting together with a family, it's always a source of stress. Who was it? Ramdas said once, you really know if you're enlightened when you spend a week with your family. And I think there's really some truth to that.
Let's now talk about that in the context of what's going on in the external world for a minute. Many people talk about this being one of the most difficult times of the year. Now, this is, what are we going on, our third, maybe second holiday year in this country, where people have just been completely overwhelmed with what everybody is calling the economic downturn, which
right.
I actually don't like that term.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, just for sake of this conversation, you take the family, now you take the other situation and add it on top of it. This really becomes a point in time in our lives where we're tested to the very brink, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that it's necessarily, you know, a test that we have to undergo. It's just a matter
right.
for us, how do we approach it? You know, if we want to test this in a way that, or if we want to approach it in a way that we say, well, despite all, you know, the financial and economic situations we're in, we have to still do exactly the same how we have done it 10 years ago, well, yeah, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. But if you adjust and say, you know, maybe we should want to just focus on what are actually these holidays about, focus on the deeper purpose of them, whether it's, you know, a spiritual purpose or whether it's just this purpose of getting together and celebrating the family, that everybody is able to come together or is healthy and, you know, just deepen the connection. You know, you don't need a lot of money for that. And the economic, whatever, downturn doesn't necessarily affect you there. So it's also, you know, how flexible are you in your approaches? And I have to say, from what I see happening with many people, they show an enormous flexibility. And I think that's what human beings are about. We are extremely adaptive. Sometimes we just are in our own ways to really let these adaptive sources come forth.
Well, let's talk about something else before we actually get into, you know, looking at very specifically what we can do about it and how it breaks down.
Right.
You know, many people out there also are reminded of the loss of a loved one. I know you've gone through this. I know I've gone through this. But the holidays, and especially these holidays, Dr. Schaub, really brings up the emotional strain in people, and they don't even know it. You know, there's this idea of cellular memory around events that happen in our lives. And it doesn't have to do with people. It could have to do with pets and other things. But for whatever reason, this time of year reminds people of the grief in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
How do you classify that?
Well, I think that's actually a gift because, you know, we have to obviously, you know, deal with grief. And dealing doesn't mean it's like, oh, my God, it's a heavy task that we have to go through. When you think about grief as a very natural response to a loss, to somebody passing, I think it's, you know, wonderful that we are actually taking the time or that we are reminding during the holiday that there is still some grief inside. And what often happens, unfortunately, is when we are grieving that we are only looking at the loss and we are not turning it into how much you actually love this person and how much you actually had been gifted by the blessings of the times that you have spent together. I know for sure, because my parents passed this year, that, you know, during the holidays, I will be reminded of that. And it's, you know, I go about this grief process as conscious as I can, but during the, you know, last few months, I was extremely busy with, you know, my work and other things, so there was not a lot of space. So I will make space during the holidays also to remember the love for my parents, remember what we had for each other, and do some grieving around it. I think it's a very healthy, cathartic process, and we shouldn't avoid it. And it's not a downer, and it's not something that you have to, you know, feel like, oh, I'm spoiling everybody's fun. It's something that you can also really decide, when do you want to do it? What's the space you want to give it? Is there a ritual that you want to, you know, also use to honor it in an even more and, you know, somewhat more conscious, deliberate way? And the nice thing about a ritual is you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. So you start in your ritual as, you know, the time of setting the space for now I want to grieve and honor those who passed. And at some point that ritual, whether it's a writing, whether it's looking at pictures, whether it's, you know, something that you want to burn, whatever it is, you're just going to allow yourself also to have that end, and then you're going to move forward. And that's,
well, we're going to talk about this and much more when we come back from break. You know, we're just touching on some of the sources of stress. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when you become stuck. What is it about that thing that we call, yeah, procrastination that holds us back? And how does it affect us? Does it actually cause more stress or does it relieve stress? Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house and we are taking this conversation on. He's also going to be providing with some tools as to how to move forward, how to make this holiday season some of the best you've ever had. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality,
contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are indeed focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, my gosh. Shopping, preparations, cookings, gatherings. Get the kids ready. Kids are out of school. Kids are in school. Holiday season. Thanksgiving. Is the turkey big enough? Who's coming over? Who's putting it together? Oh, and here we go again. Everybody drank too much. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. You know why? Because this is what he does to help all of us get through these holidays, stress-free through the holidays. Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom. If you want to find out more information about who he is and about what he's doing, I'm going to make it really easy for you. You can go to cellularwisdom.com. If you want to get your free summary of the tools from the show, you can send an email to info@cellularwisdom.com. Free consultation. So if you want to get a free consultation, I'm telling you, if you're even thinking about this holiday season as being stressful, write this number down. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. Dr. Friedemann, I just rattled off a few things. One of the things I didn't rattle off is being alone for the holidays. But when you put them all together, whatever that is, whatever the situation, whatever people are thinking about, you know, what happens? Do we actually get stopped dead in our tracks? Do we avoid things? What do we do, and how do we get past it?
Well, all of the above, and I think before the break you talked about procrastination.
I did.
Which, in a lot of ways, the initial response from many when they feel overwhelmed. It's like there's so much to do. Where do I start? And head in the sand, you know, has a pretty good perspective. At least you don't see what you have to do until something feels so pressing, which, of course, raises your blood pressure, makes your heart rate way faster, and, you know, and the stress is right there. So procrastination is a very, very interesting, response to actually having to do something, which is exactly the opposite of really what's going to help you. So how do we overcome procrastination, and why do we do this in the first place? And I think we procrastinate in the first place because something inside of us is A, feeling like, hey, we are not really up for the task. This is too much. I don't have enough energy. I don't even know how to do this. I don't have enough help. And B, there is this fear of failure. There is a fear of not doing it good enough and maybe getting again, you know, the sense of, well, you know, it's not the way I liked it or it's supposed to be or people are disappointed. And so we just avoid it. That's like, you know, as children, when you put the blanket over the head and say, you know, I don't want to see the boogeyman in the wardrobe. So that's what we are doing. So how do we get out of that? And what can we do to really avoid it, not only through the holidays, but also in the future? And I think there are a few really good tricks that you can use to get your mind forward, moving forward. And it doesn't have to be a race because, you know, even the holidays are not really a sprint. They are more like a, you know, long distance run. And so is your life, of course. And one of the ways that I find really very helpful is to really think about how we motivate us usually. You know, when you think about motivation, motivation is the opposite of procrastination. If you have motivation, you are willing to do whatever it takes. If you are excited or feeling like, okay, this is what I want to do, then you have, of course, you know, the energy inside, and you will find also the clarity to reach your goals. Now, there are two ways to get motivated, and one I already mentioned, which is the excitement, which is the positive motivation. And then there is the other motivation, which is the negative motivation, which pretty much says, well, if you don't get this done now, something bad's going to happen, and you're going to have just cheese sandwiches for the holidays and no turkey.
So okay,
there is
so let's
something
stop there for a minute,
also that really is, you know, from that pushing of you have to get things done, otherwise something bad's going to happen, which is a form of motivation, and it works, especially for procrastination, because usually, you know, when people procrastinate, you know, think about back the days when we were in school, often the homework was done in the bus or, you know, test, the studying for the test done the night before. So that's a negative motivation, but it's not negative because it doesn't work. It just pushes you away from what you want to avoid. And then you have to also have in place the positive motivation, which is, wow, how good will it feel when it's actually done? So what most people don't do is they don't think about the consequences. All they think about is that pile of stuff, all this list that haven't been yet checked off. So what I invite you to do is just to sit down for a moment and think about, A, how great it's going to feel when everything looks nice, when everybody, you know, sits around the table, or when even the smaller tasks are already done. You see the sparkling in the eyes of the children, and you just, you know, get your heart and your excitement involved. So that's like the positive, the forward movement. And then you think about just a little bit, not too much, about the negative consequences of procrastinating, you know, waiting until Black Friday where everything is full and the prices, you know, later on go up and you're just, you know, elbow to elbow fighting yourself through the, you know, through the shops. And just think about what procrastination would do to you, how bad it would feel to you, not about others, just to you, how much stress and how much anguish and how much, you know, just energy would cost you. And this way you're creating this nice momentum that says, you know what, let's just get it started. And then, of course, there are things to do with overwhelm that we're going to talk later about. But that's, you know, thinking about just going inside, creating this little map, understanding this is the goal, I'm excited about it, these are the negative consequences, I don't want to wait any longer. It usually gets people nicely going right from the start.
So one of the things I want to step back to and ask you about is when you talked about, you were talking about things that you do that may not go well, and, you know, not putting the turkey in the oven. Let me tell you, I cooked a turkey growing up, and, you know, I remember my first relationship, and it was the biggest, greatest Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving, the first year in our relationship, right? This is the person you think you're going to be with the rest of your life. And it's turkey time, and I have never cooked a turkey in my life. And I remember, and we were in this little apartment, and I put the turkey in, and I got everything going. 5 hours later, pulled the turkey out, had the temperature in the oven on about 150.
Mm-hmm.
Took the turkey out, attempted to, I didn't even know it wasn't even done. But I will tell you one of the things you mentioned around this. It brought me back to the guilt and the shame we start to feel around not being good enough around the holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, Dr. Friedemann, do the holidays accelerate this in us? I mean, if we have a veneer of it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Do the holidays accelerate that? And what do we do with guilt and shame? It's not quite procrastination. I think it's actually more deadly.
Well, guilt and shame is certainly something that puts a lot of stress on us, and especially, you know, wanting to avoid guilt and shame through the holidays. And you're right. It brings it all to the surface because, you know, it's for women, it often has been also this, you know, being on display in terms of, you know, the decorations, you know, throwing a party, cooking. And, you know, in general, I think this is where the pressure has been in the past. This is how you show that you are a good family or that you are a good wife, or, you know, men in certain ways have also their, you know, plenty of opportunities to have guilt and shame in their traditional roles. But there is something that we really have to step back. And I think it's interesting that this topic comes up because I, you know, have been pretty much all my life spending time on the holidays with my family, you know, my parents. And, you know, I just brought, you know, my wife and also my friends to the holidays to my parents. But it was like a tradition. It was very, you know, clear, this is what we're going to do. I think only twice I missed it. And so this year will be the first time really not celebrating with them. So I have to start having new and my own, you know, with my family here, my own traditions. And I think that's in a lot of ways how you can avoid the guilt and shame by not falling in the trap of it has to be exactly the way it used to be or the way, you know, others have it done before me or what's expected from, you know, you as this or that family member. Step back and really decide, so what is good enough for me? What is it what I want to decide? Do I really want to have this, you know, elaborate super meal, or do I want to make it easier? Is it really important for me to have, you know, the kids piled up with all these gifts, or do I want to be somebody who is more conscious with this and not go into the consumerism? Do I want to talk to my family about creating the holidays that fit to us versus just doing what everybody else is doing or following blindly the traditions of the family that may not even work any longer? So we are sometimes, you know, falling into guilt and shame because, you know, we are almost faking it. We are doing something that's not really fitting to us anymore. That's why there is not a real, you know, strong desire to do it right. Or, you know, like you did the turkey for the first time. That doesn't mean that turkey is your favorite meal.
It's not.
And so maybe you would have rather had a steak or something like this. So, you know, decide also for yourself what fits to you. What is your own personal tradition? What is it what you want to create? And not just, you know, being this little sheep that's following the, you know, the things that Martha Stewart tells us on TV. So I think that's a really important part that can also then, you know, give mm-hmm. us the freedom to no longer feel that we have to measure up or, you know, have to fit in or have to feel guilty if we don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, everybody, lasagna for the holidays. We're going to take a short break.
I'm going to be actually in a Thanksgiving invitation where they have, you know, all different, you know, Indian food and has nothing to do with, you know, Thanksgiving. Not because the people are Indian, but that's just, you know, what they like to eat. And so that's what's going to be it. And
Let's take a short break, everybody, when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub and I will be talking about moving beyond overwhelm, finding peace and joy. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today because he has been working with people across the globe about how to make this an incredible, joyful holiday season. You know, even though there is stress that we're talking about today, there is a cycle of stress. And so we're going to be talking with him about what do we do in the cases of family dynamics here in a moment. But before we do, I want to just mention that, you know, he's got a free summary of the tools from today's show. And you can email him at info@cellularwisdom.com. And also he is giving folks free telephone consultations so that we can get some things moving in the right direction here before the holidays are upon us. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. And what I want to encourage you to do is pay this forward. If there are people that you know that could benefit from either the tools or a free consultation, even if you're not in a place where you're ready for it, please pass this on to others, because the more people that get the tools, especially folks we're going to be hanging out with in the holidays, oh, the happier this will be. Dr. Friedemann, this is now the topic, the dreaded family dynamic conversation. I don't know many people that begin that conversation by saying, oh my gosh, I so love being around my family for the holidays. They are the best ever. I think those folks simply don't talk about it, but most of the conversations are about, I don't know, my son is coming for turkey, or my mom is already asking me if I've got the right recipe for the stuffing. You know, whether it's that or something bigger, there is this thing called family dynamics, and it could be a showstopper.
Well, you know, and that's really interesting, because very often after these holidays, there is a, you know, a tidal wave of clients coming in that, you know, say, you know, I have to work with you through this program because I really realized how screwed up I became through, you know, my family dynamics, or, you know, through what I just had to experience, you know, all those years. So they bring up often all this baggage that we have still inside of us. So it's a great opportunity, certainly, to notice while you are around your family, you know, what's still there. How come that when you are seeing your father, you're shrinking down to the size of, you know, 5 inches and feeling you have done something wrong, although your father may be, you know, 85 years old and you're still afraid of him? Or how come that you're still feeling that a little frown of your mother makes you feel like, oh, again, I'm not good enough, I cannot measure up? I mean, there are all those things that we have been programmed with that we store inside, not to blame the parents, but it's just something that our subconscious took on, and they are still there somewhere in the depths of our minds, and they will stop us, no matter if it's a family or if it's somebody who reminds us of them or if there are situations that trigger similar responses. So going back on the holidays, you can be the anthropologist of your own mind and notice, what do I actually do? How do I feel? How come that I don't create boundaries? How come that I feel, you know, just more insecure? How come that I'm not really trying to speak my mind or be authentic? And just watch it. This holiday, you may want to just do the first step and be really aware of what you're doing, how it makes you feel, what triggers you to be not yourself, but play a role that you wanted to outgrow a long time ago, and go from there. Then you can ask for help, and then you can also see, like, you know, I want to just do this completely different. So the observation may be already the first step for you to feel a little bit different and to realize, hey, you know, I really need to do some work on myself, because let's face it, usually you cannot change your family. Usually you cannot change anybody outside of you, but you certainly can change how you're responding to them and how you want to deal with them in the future. So this anthropologist idea, I think, is a really good one, which is not only for your own mind, it's also for what if they would be just this, you know, strange tribe in the Amazons that are gathering together and eating some, you know, turkey food. What if you would just watch them more from this detached perspective and look at the dynamic also more like as something you're curious about without necessarily getting triggered or falling into old roles that you really don't feel fit you anymore? And that's I have told this many clients, and they tell me how amazing it is to be the observer versus being the one who is a part of the game, a part of those dynamics. You automatically have a higher perspective, and you're not so emotionally attached to it.
So let's bring that to the place of taking things personally.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times around holidays, whether it's with families or loved ones, sometimes we're reminded of the really cool things we've done in life, right? Hey, remember the time when you did that a viola solo? But then we're also reminded of other times that weren't so hot. How do you help people in the communication arena? Because bottom line is, we're going to get together and we're going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that I understand how to be an observer, what the heck do I do when I'm engaged or asked to engage? Because 9 times out of 10, things start to really fall apart when the conversations begin, and we don't know how to handle certain things.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, you know, and there you have to literally also decide 3 things. One is, how do you want to approach such a conversation? Again, do you want to approach it just like you would approach it with, you know, a good friend or somebody you feel completely safe and comfortable with, or somebody, you know, you just don't have any emotional attachment to or don't get triggered by, so you can really be your self-secure, you know, personality, and you don't have to buy into whatever, you know, little jabs are fired at you? Or are you in a situation where you just say, you know, I want to pick my battles, and if, you know, we're going to start talking about politics, I just going to change the topic. I just going to, you know, avoid it, or I make it clear, you know, we don't necessarily see eye to eye when it comes to politics. Let's just not talk about it today. And, you know, often what I notice is that people become passive in these conversations, and they let the other person, who may be exactly as uncomfortable as yourself, take over which direction it goes. A client recently told me about her father, and her father is, you know, quite uncomfortable around her because they haven't seen each other for a long time. But he's also a person who doesn't really know how to deal with being uncomfortable, so he just keeps on asking the most inappropriate questions just to get the conversation somehow going because he can't stand the silence. And she feels dragged into these arenas that she doesn't want to talk about. But she didn't know what to do instead. So I told her, you know, you need to really be proactive. You need to actually turn it around, and you need to help him to feel more comfortable by taking on the conversation, by directing it, by bringing, you know, things into the direction that you want to go. And in a lot of ways, you know, that's what you do, Dr. Pat, with your people that you interview. I mean, you have an enormous gift to really direct the conversation in that direction that you feel, you know, it needs to go. And so, you know, if people want to learn how to do this, just listen to Dr. Pat's show. You're going to see exactly how to do it right, and it works really well.
Well, thank you. You know, one of the things that I love is you and I get to really shake it up. What I want to do when we come back from break, I want to just feature Dr. Friedemann Chow and some of the tools and techniques that he has learned. We're going to do a summary. What did we talk about today? What are some of the things you can do? And then more importantly, if you don't remember it all, we're going to make sure that you find a way to connect with him and get the tools yourself. Let's take a short break. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. For more information about my amazing guest, Dr. Friedemann Chow, go to cellularwisdom.com. We'll be right back with what? Tools, tips, and joy for the holiday.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area. Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Really, really cool to have Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. And we've talked about a lot. But this is an individual that has dedicated his life to helping people break through, to create amazing holidays, and to do it in a way where you just don't learn one time. You learn the tools so you can apply things throughout your entire life. As I said before, go to cellularwisdom.com. If you want the summary of today's tools from the show, you can email Dr. Schaub at info@cellularwisdom.com. But as he always does, in the spirit of paying it forward, he is offering free consultations to you guys. Oh, my gosh. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. Dr. Schaub, thank you so much for joining us here. It's so great to have you on the show because I know that, you know, this last segment is about flipping the switch and turning a stressful holiday into a joyful one. Where do we begin with that?
Well, you know, I always think about the people that are listening right now. And I visualize you all sitting by the computer and listening to the show. And, you know, I know that we have touched on a lot of different topics. And certainly the holidays bring up a lot of different topics. And some of you may actually have pulled a little bit on you and felt like, oh, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And, yeah, I could really do this differently. And then the show is over, and then you may just have this as a little tiny echo in your mind, but it may go away again. So what I encourage you is really get off that fence and decide, I'm going to make it different. You know, life is short, and I know that sounds trite, but it's unfortunately really true. And we are wasting our life by waiting sometimes too long to really make a change. And the nice thing about the holidays is that it really invites you for a very distinct period of time to make a difference. You know, sometimes it feels just too much to say, well, I'm going to change my life. And then we are thinking about, well, you know, where do we begin and how long will it go? And no, it's only about, you know, let's say until the end of the year, start now to really be conscious and deliberate in your efforts to make this holiday season stress-free. I haven't talked about how important it is to really take breaks in between, to recenter yourself, to deliberately say, you know what, I will not go into this, you know, merry-go-round of my mind that doesn't seem to stop and goes faster and faster. I will actually interrupt that pattern, and I will just make a cup of tea. I will sit down. I may just close my eyes for a moment and really feel my feet on the ground, or just take a few long, deep breaths in and out so that my mind stops in that moment, that I really decide I am in charge of my timing, I'm in charge of my planning, and I'm in charge of the experience I create. I think it's really important to know when you have this list that seems so big and so overwhelming that you are simply prioritizing, but not only prioritizing after what's most important or what's, you know, needs to be done at a certain time, but also prioritize after what you really enjoy the most. Give yourself that pleasure to say, I'm going to do the thing that I really like the most right now, which may be buying myself these beautiful red shoes that I want to give myself for the holidays. Allow yourself to really also treat yourself in the midst of all of that. Definitely get off the fence with deciding to be healthy during the holidays. A lot of people don't sleep enough, they drink too much, and they eat too much. It's almost like a given that in the holidays you have to gain 5 pounds. No, you don't. And you can really make the decision right now to say, you know, I'm just going to enjoy the food, which I am a big, you know, proponent of, but also make it in a way that you don't feel afterwards, you know, the regrets, or you feel afterwards even more stagnant. Really do it in a way that you feel proud of yourself. Enjoyment doesn't come with, you know, a full plate. You know, the more you eat, you don't enjoy it more necessarily. Actually, it goes down after a while. Same thing with drinking. We touched upon this briefly. You know, if everybody in the family gets drunk, why do you have to? No, you don't. You can just, again, step outside and say, you know, I will either, you know, be the one who just has a clear mind and be the observer, or maybe I'm going to encourage those people around me, instead of drinking too much, really just playing more together, or, you know, going for walks or doing something that really connects us. Alcohol is not really connecting us on a heart level, and it doesn't really bring us any closer at the end of it. And so there are all these things that I want you just to really be aware of. You know, listen to the show again. It's always recorded. And really think about, why should I wait for the next holidays? Why not already now, during these holidays, making a huge difference for myself and for my family and creating a tradition of being stress-free through the holidays?
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, this is really, all of this is really about looking at our lives and saying yes to taking better care of ourselves. I mean, doesn't this go back to the point of being where we get to commit to loving ourselves? And I wanted to ask you as we close here, Dr. Friedemann, we've talked about a lot of things today. I know you work with a lot of people. I know folks, you know, just absolutely come to you for help in so many ways for so many things. Today I want to ask you, what do you want to leave everyone with? What is your personal message to help people move forward in the most beautiful way they can possibly imagine?
Well, my feeling, you know, is that the holidays are about celebration. And I invite you to celebrate yourself through the holidays. Celebrate the blessing that you are for this life. Celebrate that you're the one who is listening to these shows and is willing to make a difference. You are the catalyst for yourself, for your family, and for the world to make it a place of celebration and stress-freeness, of peace. Start now. There is a reason why you have all this information now in your hands, and there is a reason for you now to use it and implement it. Be no longer just the listener and the spectator, but be the one who is really the catalyst of change. And then I think we really have a chance to turn this world into an even better place than it already is.
Thank you, Dr. Friedemann Chow. One more time, let's give everybody your website. Let them know how they can get copies of the tools that will be available for them and much more.
The website is cellularwisdom.com. Actually, there will be a brand new website, cellularwisdom.com, coming out in about 3 weeks. And you can also call us at 866-903-6463. If you feel you really need some more tools, you need to do some deeper work to not only get stress-free through the holidays, but really get stress-free through your life. And you can already get started, as I said, get started in implementing some of the things we talked about by emailing us at info@cellularwisdom.com and get the tools, get some of the summaries of this interview and this show. And I know it can be extremely helpful if you are using it starting right now.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank everybody out there for tuning us in and turning us on right here on the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, and if you've missed any part of this whatsoever, please make sure you go to thedrpatshow.com. And remember, this is about living life full out. Make this the best holiday season that you have ever, ever had. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.